You're listening to your all-volunteer community radio station, WAIF Cincinnati.
And now it's time to join Chris and Rob in the wacky world of telephone harassment for celebrity answering machines, where Chris and Rob call one of your favorite celebrities, and if no one is home, they leave a message on today's machine. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet and pop open a cold one as we join Chris and Rob for Celebrity Answering Machines.
See what we can get, huh?
I'm going to try to call Jerry Seinfeld. Maybe you've seen his show on NBC.
I've seen his commercials, his credit card commercials.
Are they any good?
No, but terrible.
Are they funny?
No. You know, I never liked his stand-up either, but I like his TV show.
What's wrong with his stand-up? His TV show is based on his stand-up.
No, his TV show is funny. His stand-up was just annoying. Did you ever notice why, like, you know, socks came in twos? Why is that? It sucks.
All right, nobody's home. Let's call his other number in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
What do you say?
Let's. Yes, let's. Go down to the crowd and hope to catch a miss of crawfish.
Now we're calling Jerry Seinfeld's phone number in Los Angeles. Hello, is Jerry Seinfeld there?
Jerry Seinfeld is not here anymore.
He's not? Well, where did he go?
He went, I don't know, he has better things to do in life.
I guess he does. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're radio personalities from the Midwest, and we were trying to locate Jerry Seinfeld.
I know, everybody's calling me. He just used to have this number before, but now he's not here anymore.
Well, who are you?
I'm Tony.
Hey, Tony, you got your own TV show?
I got my own TV show, no.
If you did have your own TV show, what would it be called?
I know. Well, we go Tony Baloney.
Tony Baloney, and who would be in it?
Who'll be in it? Macaroni.
You're Caroni? What do you do for a living, Tony?
I do real estate development. Am I on the air now?
No, you're not on the air. We wouldn't put you on the air.
We might be taping this, and we might put it on the air at a later date. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what kind of real estate deals? Like,
I do real estate development. You know, I buy those apartment buildings, and then I turn them to a condo.
Oh, well, that's what you're doing.
Ain't a bad deal. So whatever happened to Jerry Seinfeld, anyway?
Jerry Seinfeld? I don't know. He's around. Funny enough, you know, I told the guy that called before, actually, my next-door neighbor, she's a writer on his show. So
really?
Be able to get, you know.
So did Jerry leave the apartment?
No, Jerry didn't leave the apartment. Jerry just left the telephone number, and everybody's calling me. Jerry here.
Well, so when Jerry was your roommate, was he a neat roommate?
It wasn't my roommate.
So when you and Jerry lived together, did he leave his stuff all over the bathroom?
Yeah, me, Jerry, and Shoshana, you know, we used to do the three.
So what does Jerry do now?
What is the deal with Jerry? He's like 50 and he's got a 12-year-old girlfriend.
I know.
Is that legal in America?
That's what I say. Well, when you get the money, well, you know, they don't care.
He's like 41. He's in his 40s, I think. And, you know, he saw his girlfriend for the first time. You know what she was wearing? A Catholic schoolgirl's outfit.
Uh-oh.
The plaid skirt and everything.
I'm a sucker for that every time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Can't blame Jerry one
bit. Lunchbox, probably.
Yeah, huh? Probably like a...
Hey, I know actually the other guy also that went out was there for a while. Wasn't another guy from Jerry Daly? They had actually a show on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went out with another guy for a while. She left Jerry Seinfeld, and then she went back to him.
Well, Jerry's got all the money.
He got some girls up here.
Yeah.
Well...
Well, will you tell Jerry that we called?
I'll tell Jerry you called. I'll tell my neighbor that you guys keep looking for Jerry.
Yeah, will you tell your neighbor to tell Jerry that we called?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Got it, guys.
Hey, so did Jerry really eat a lot of cereal when you lived with him?
Yeah, he liked a lot of cereal.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Bye, Tony.
All right.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Celebrity Answering Machines. And make sure you tune in next time when Chris and Rob call another one of your favorite celebrities right here on the Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machines.
Thanks, Andy. You know, I'm just totally sick of this whole Jerry fever. Everyone's just hot for Jerry and all the Seinfeld gang and with Julia Louise Dreyfus, and that wacky guy that plays Kramer and George. Everyone is really hot for these guys because they're going off the air. I don't care, though. I don't really care about those guys. I'll be doing something else Thursday night. What about you, Robbie?
It's just a show. It's a good show, but it's just a show.
People are scheduling their lives around the Seinfeld show.
No, I think that's what
How many of
NBC
friends,
wants you to believe?
How many of your friends won't go drinking with you on Thursday night because they got to stay home and watch Jerry?
There's a lot more of my friends who won't do anything on Wednesday night because they want to watch South Park.
That's even weaker. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And while we're making crank phone calls here, I was thinking, let's make a crank phone call to MC Hammer. What do you say?
Sure, sounds good to me.
We're going to call MC Hammer and see if he's there, or if we get his answering machine. And does he have a career anymore?
Lord Hammer, don't hurt him. I think he is a sports agent now.
MC Hammer is a sports agent?
MC Hammer is a sports agent. I believe he actually was representing primetime Deion Sanders for a bit.
Really? Well, I know that he's buddies with Deion.
So we're calling MC Hammer now?
We sure are.
Is it ringing? I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything either.
Uh-oh.
Is our board operator doing his job?
Yeah.
Is the phone screwing up? That can't be happening.
Try it again.
Not here.
We're going to try this all over again. We're going to call MC Hammer on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You know what MC stands for?
What?
Master of Ceremonies.
Well, I knew that. I thought maybe in MC Hammer's case it stood for something a little more clever.
Do you know where he got the nickname Hammer?
No, where?
You don't know, really?
No, I don't.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Would you like to know?
I sure would, Rob.
When he was a lad, when he was a wee tyke, he was actually the bat boy for the Oakland Athletics baseball team, and some of the players thought he looked like Hammer and Hank Aaron, so they called him Hammer.
Really?
Because that's what they would call Hank Aaron, Hammer. So now we're trying MC Hammer's answering machine once again on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati.
I'm tired of you feeling sorry for yourself.
That's it.
Feeling sorry for yourself won't bring you out of your condition. You need to decide in your mind and make up your mind right now that you want to change your condition, that you want to make your life better, you want to walk in the newness of life, then go and find somebody who knows Jesus. Everybody seems to have a religion, but nobody got no power. Find somebody with some power who can speak words of life into you, that can help you change your situation. They have the authority of King Jesus. Jesus Christ, by his blood, they can speak newness of life into you. They can help you learn about who he is, and you can receive his Holy Spirit. Not only change your life, but change your family's life. Let your kids be blessed and your mother be blessed. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and do something about it. Jesus is the answer. Now I'm getting ready to have me a new son. His name is Jeremiah. He'll be born May 11th. If you need business, call 301-653-4255.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please record your message after the tone. Or to leave a numeric page, press 2.
Yo, what's up, Hammer? I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And we're calling from WAIF Cincinnati to congratulate you on the birth of your soon-to-be-born son. Congratulations, MC Hammer, and we look forward to your comeback. And Lord, please don't let Hammer hurt him.
Right on. Later. Good evening, Cincinnati. My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are your radio pals. We want to be your radio pals until 2 o'clock in the morning, so you call this number.
Did you have Hammer pants?
What?
You had Hammer pants.
No, no.
You had Hammer pants.
I never had Hammer pants.
You were wearing Hammer pants for a long time because you couldn't pull them up past your big beer gut.
The phone number is 749-1444. Those are the digits you need to be our radio pals. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Get those voices straight, because a lot of people call me Rob, and a lot of people call him Chris, and frankly, I couldn't be more insulted.
You know, in that big song, that big You Can't Touch This, the first thing MC Hammer does
is sample a Queen record.
Well, no, Rick James, but he thanks the Lord. He says, you know, something, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with the mind to rhyme and two fly feet.
Well, I'm glad that Hammer's at least got a message now that's a little more positive than Can't Touch This. And let's see if we can't rip off Rick James and Queen. He did a song where he ripped off Queen, too, didn't he?
That was Vanilla Ice.
Oh, that was Vanilla Ice? I get all those rappers mixed up, don't I?
You know, here's the deal. How is this Puffy dude so cool? And everybody thinks Puffy's great. When he did, you heard his new song where it's just Cashmere?
Somebody
he just
says
raps
to
over
me,
an 8-minute version of Cashmere?
Somebody says to me, hey, dude, you're going to want to check it out. You're an old headbanger from the 70s, aren't you, Gooch? And I said, yeah. And he said, Jimmy Page, the Hammer of the Gods, is going to be on Saturday Night Live this weekend, right? So I tune in Saturday Night Live this weekend thinking I'm going to be seeing the Hammer of the Gods, Jimmy frickin' Page from Led Zeppelin, right? And you know what I got instead? Jimmy Page accompanying Poof Daddy.
What's up with that?
How long did that song go out? How long did that song last?
That song,
that song lasted 20 minutes, and Puff Daddy was just screaming over top of, and the best part was about 8 minutes into the song, I guess he was screaming at the person running sound. He just heard screaming, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up.
Oh, yeah. You know, I say that to the producer of the Chris and Rob Show all the time. I would say, Jim Bob, turn me up, turn me up.
The
but
thing
I still keep sounding like crap.
Jimmy looked better, and he's looked in a long time. He may be off drugs.
Do you think he kicked the horse?
That was so bad, though. That was just so horrible. That was just flat-out awful. That was disgusting.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Rob, if you could trade places with anybody in the world, anybody in the entire history of mankind, well, let's limit it a little bit. Anyone that's currently alive, who would you trade places with?
Well, Poof Daddy's pretty, he's got a good life going. He doesn't have much talent. And he's hanging out with Sting. He's hanging out with Jimmy Page. Everybody wants a piece of him. He produces records, makes millions of dollars, puts out his own crud and makes millions of dollars. He's got a pretty good thing going on. But who would you like to trade places with, Chris?
If I could trade places with anybody, it would be with Sandra Bullock's boyfriend.
Why?
So I could, you know, do the nasty with Sandy. What'd you think my answer was going to be?
12 minutes into it before you got perverted and sick. 12 minutes into this, and the first 6 minutes of the show was all tape.
Let me ask you something.
So 6 minutes into the show, you start talking about doing the nasty with Sandra Bullock.
Let me ask you something, Rob. If you could trade places with either Nancy Kerrigan's husband or Tonya Harding's husband, who would you rather trade places with?
Oh, I think Tonya Harding's would be more fun on a Friday night.
You do? But Nancy's got those jowls.
Nancy would not be any fun.
What about that overbite?
No, Nancy would.
I could have some fun with that overbite.
Nancy would want to. You know, Nancy's like, oh, let's go rent a Jackie Collins movie, you know, something like that. It wouldn't be any fun.
She's cool because she thinks Disney sucks.
But Tonya would be saying, hey, let's load up the pickup, head down the bowling alley, knock back a few brews.
If you could trade places with anybody in the world, who would you trade places with? That's tonight's topic on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444.
We'll be right back.
You be me for a while, and I'll be you. I dreamed I was Surfer Joe. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, if you could be me, would you trade places with me?
No, not at all.
Why not? I'm better looking.
You know, I don't think it's the whole point.
I score
point
more
you
babes.
You change lives, dude. They're not better looking, and that's... No, but you're not, anyway.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where I'm Chris and he's Rob, and the phone number, 749-1444. I'd like to introduce you to our next guest, Bob Pagani. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
You're talking to us from Easton, Pennsylvania, which is right on the Jersey border.
Right on the Delaware, yep.
Bob, if you could trade places with anybody in the world, who would you like to trade places with?
Believe it or not, I haven't really thought about that. I don't know. I've had some offers from different people.
Well, Bob, the reason we asked you to be on tonight's show is you're offering yourself to trade places with anybody who will take you.
Well, not necessarily just anybody, but the offer is open to anybody to apply for it, yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll trade places with anybody.
Well, I'll trade places with somebody. Yeah.
But not anybody.
Well, it depends. I mean, what happened was, let me explain it. I just moved back from the Washington, D.C. area. And for 3 years, I was working outside the White House in a George Washington costume.
What?
I'm like the king of the stupid jobs.
Yeah? How'd you get that job?
It was an ad in the Washington Post. I was out of work. I was looking for something to do. And then I looked in the Washington Post, the classified section was actually listed under actors. I've never really been an actor, but I figured I could do that.
Did it pay well?
Yeah, $7 an hour. It ended up being 10 by the time I was done.
Did you meet any presidents that way?
I've seen them. I've seen Clinton a number of times.
Yeah.
I've met George McGovern, George Stephanopoulos, a lot of people that worked in and around the White House.
I bet hanging out in the front yard of the White House in a George Washington outfit, I bet you get to meet the babes, don't you?
Yes. God, yes.
I'd trade places with you to do that for a
God,
while.
God, yeah.
That'd be fun.
I have posed with, like, literally thousands of people.
Yeah, I bet.
I think every Japanese tourist that went to the White House in the last 3 years has a picture of me.
So anyway, you're hanging out at the White House dressed up like George Washington,
right.
And?
I one day, after about 2.5 years, because I'm a little slow, it takes me a while to figure these things out, I realized, really, my life wasn't going anywhere, you know? I was kind of, it was neat, it was fun. As my girlfriend said, if you have to have a stupid job, you might as well have it in an interesting place. So I realized, it dawned on me that, I wasn't really going anywhere, I wasn't getting ahead. And I would see, obviously, a lot of civil servants down there. People with pensions and health care benefits and all these things that I didn't have. And, even, I liked my stupid job, but I realized, it wasn't really a grown-up gig. So I thought, I bet you some of those people maybe look at me and think, boy, I wish I had the nerve to do that, do something, odd like that. So even though they may have had some advantages I didn't have, I thought possibly one of them might want to trade with me. So it occurred to me, there's nothing that says you can't trade lives with somebody unless it's for purposes of fraud if you're going to misrepresent yourself. So I thought, why not try and find somebody who would trade with me?
Any takers so far?
People come real close. They kind of put out feelers, and then they kind of back away. I think they're kind of, it's like a fantasy thing, and then when it really is in their grasp, they get scared.
What kind of life do you have now?
All right, here's where it gets weird, like it wasn't already. I got fired from that job because the guy I was working for was in some money trouble and had to lay a couple people off. So I go to work at the Smithsonian. I was working at the Air and Space Museum.
Now that sounds like a grown-up job.
Well, quasi-grown-up job. I was working directly below Lindbergh's plane selling audio tours of the museum.
That's cool.
And then I got a call from a friend of mine who told me that a guy by the name of Tom Bush was up in this area buying a radio station, and he was trying to get in touch with me. He wanted me to work there. So I'm actually now in radio.
What do you do?
Doing mornings on a talk show, believe it or not.
Are you the host?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, we got a real-life talk show host here on the radio.
Yeah, go figure.
That's one of us.
Strange.
We'll tell you what, we're going to try a wacky little experiment here. I don't know if this will work or not, but we're going to open up the secret celebrity hotline to the public.
Okay.
And if somebody would like to offer to trade their life for yours, they can call now at 961-8900. If there's any takers out there who would like to trade lives with Bob Pagani, and you're serious about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean,
you'll come out to Cincinnati, move in somebody's house, and take on their job and their wife.
That is the plan.
For how long?
It's open-ended, okay? I mean, it could be permanent. It could be, we try it out for a while and see how it works. It's an open-ended experiment.
Is your boss at the radio station cool with this, or is somebody going to get there to your place?
Yeah,
and then
he's the only human I've met stranger than me. So yeah,
he's in radio, right?
Yeah, he's willing to give it a shot. Yeah,
I mean, 961-8900. Somebody wants to offer their life to Bob Pagani.
What about your girlfriend? Does she come with you here? Or?
She's not up here yet. She's still in Virginia. I'm living in a friend's basement right now. I should warn people.
If somebody trades lives with you, do they also get your girlfriend?
You know, that was, she said she agreed that she would do housekeeping duties, but she wouldn't sleep with them, is what she said. She would clean and cook and that kind of thing. But she said she drew the line at sleeping with them.
Well, that's not a bad deal. You know,
no.
I wouldn't mind, you know, living with somebody who could clean and cook and, you know, clean up after me.
I thought it was pretty generous of her to go that far.
So these things are negotiable, like, say, someone in Cincinnati's girlfriend doesn't want to hang out with
you. I mean, it's a complete experiment, you know. I have no idea where it's going to go, how it's going to turn out, what's going to happen, or who the other person might be. You know, but, I mean, I'm willing to try it, and I figure it's a country of, what is it, about 260 million people or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be one person somewhere who's got the guts to try it.
Well, how long have you been putting out feelers for this?
So I put the website up in October when I was still up outside the White House. I was outside the White House from February 95 to February this year. So the thing went up in October, I guess.
You've got a website. You want to give the address on the radio? We'll let you do that.
Sure. Okay. It's www.geocities.com/South Beach/Palms/9133.
Man, that's getting kind of complicated.
I know. I hate that. It's a freebie, though, so.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show has a website if you want to check it out, or anyone in the listening audience. Punch in www.cincinnatlas.com. That's C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-L-A-S. It's like a Cincinnati and an atlas, and you stick them together, you get cincinnatlas.com. You'll catch the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show webpage, all courtesy of Atlas Design Services, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We've got real audio on the website, wacky pictures of me and Rob, and a lot of other cool stuff. So check out cincinnatlas.com.
What about travel expenses?
I figured, okay, if the person wanted to come here, they'd pay their way here, and I'd pay my way there. You know, that seems fair, right?
And,
that seems reasonable.
Okay, what if somebody gets to Eaton, Pennsylvania? Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And they decide they don't like being Bob Pagini as much as you enjoy being John Doe from Cincinnati. Can they come back home, and then what happens?
You know, I guess we'd have to draw up an agreement how to handle that prior, right, going into it. Right. I always figured that would be worked out in advance.
A bunch of lawyers going to get involved in this one?
I'm trying to keep them out of it as much as possible, but it's like a gentleman's agreement thing.
No, gentleman's agreements don't count in the court of law. You're going to need something on paper. You're going to need a lawyer.
Well, you know, I don't want
to
go that far.
Certified and all that other stuff.
I just want to work it out one-on-one if possible. You know, I mean, do we really have to go get lawyers? I hate that.
This is your last chance. If somebody wants to call in and trade lives with Bob Pagani, the line is 961-8900. Call that number now, 961-8900, if you want to at least pitch the idea of trading your life for Bob's. I don't know what you're doing these days, but you're probably a big loser, and you'd enjoy switching your life with a guy out in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He works on a morning show on the radio, which means he gets lots of nookie and free pizza.
That's right, yeah. Well, we got a deal. We get to eat a Ponderosa every day.
Oh, my God.
Hot damn.
If you want to eat free a Ponderosa every day, 961-8900 is the number to call now.
Bob, are you a member of any fraternal organizations such as the Eagles, the Moose, the Elk?
No, nope, nothing.
You're not a Mason or anything?
Nothing. Nope. Why, would I have to transfer my membership if I was?
Well, that's what I was just wondering. Like, you know, if you're a Mason and somebody comes in your place, they're, you know, they're going to get cut.
So they have to learn the secret handshake and all that. Right?
What kind of car do you drive?
I'm not right now. I'm my girlfriend's got the car. It's down in Virginia. I mean, she and the kid are still down there. And this was like real short notice. This guy called me and wanted to hire me. I figured it was better than the museum things. I said, okay. And I came up with like a real short notice, and I'm literally living in my friend's basement.
Now, you know, this deal's starting to look more and more sour. You don't have a car, and you do have a kid.
Well, it's not my biological kid. It's my girlfriend's kid.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So it's hers.
So there's no, if someone trades their life, there's no financial responsibility involved.
No, there's no.
Do you have any outstanding debts that a prospective life trader would have to be aware of?
I got a couple of grand I owed the Discover card. That's about it. Nothing hideous.
Well, we changed that stuff before the exchange took place.
Yeah, we could work that out. Yeah.
What's the most interesting offer you've had so far?
You know, here's the weird part, okay? People will call up, and what really surprised me about this experiment so far is that guys seem to be the most cowardly about it. Women are the ones who are the most serious, who actually will at least seriously contemplate doing it. Guys will, you know, go, well, I just think everything I'm doing is just fine, and I'm just hunky-dory, and I'm dandy. We will go like, well, you know what? I'd be willing to think about it. And the email, the serious email I've got has been from women, 100% of it. Which wow. Really kind of, I mean, I hadn't anticipated that going in.
Is it cool to switch with a woman?
Yeah, sure, why not? Sure, if it can be worked out, if she really wants to do it, if she's real serious about it, sure.
Was there a phone number somebody can call, like, say, tomorrow?
If yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Somebody write this down.
Okay.
Write this down, Jim. Okay, go for it, Bob.
610 area code.
610.
330-0270.
Now, who answers that phone?
I will.
Is that your home number?
Yeah, well, it's actually the work number. I'll get them there.
610-330-0270.
That's it.
If you'd like to call Bob Pagani tomorrow and switch lives with him, this is your last chance because we're gonna wrap this up here in a second. You're getting no takers so far.
You know
Bob.
What? You know what? How many times have you heard people whining about their life? How many times have you heard that? I've certainly heard it. I mean, my old man went to his grave whining about his life.
But your life is pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think I got a damn interesting life.
Well,
quit your whining then.
Quit your whining and call in now and switch your life with Bob's. 610-330-0270, or you can call right now here at WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show, 961-8900. But you're not getting any takers so far, Bob.
You know, this tends to happen. But you know what? You'll get calls where people will say, well, I thought about it, and I this and that. I think basically people, you know, it's like crap or get off the pot, you know? If you don't really want to change your life, if you're not even willing to think about it, to try it, then I don't think you have any right to complain about your life. If your life is so fine that you can't even contemplate swapping with somebody, then just stop the whining, you know? And yet, I mean, everywhere I go, you hear people complaining about their jobs, complaining about their relationships, complaining about their life, you know? I put it on the line, and I said, okay, I'm willing to do something about it.
Bob, what kind of city is Easton, Pennsylvania?
Oh, shucks. Geez. About 25,000-30,000 people. It's sitting right on the Jersey border. It's right across the river from New Jersey on the Delaware River. Let me see here. Larry Holmes is from here.
The boxer, Larry Holmes? Wow.
Yeah, he owns a big chunk of downtown. Let's see, Binney and Smith is headquartered in Easton, the Crayola people.
That's cool.
They just 2 years ago they built a Crayola museum and exhibit downtown, which is drawing about 250,000 people a year.
So it's a boom town.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's turning around because this area was real blue collar and real like industrial for a long time, the Lehigh Valley. And Bethlehem Steel is pretty much gone and Mack Trucks is gone. So they finally wised up to the fact that tourism could bring in some money. So they've been turning it around. So it's growing, which is kind of nice to see.
You know, I'm almost tempted to just switch my life for yours. Because
well,
right now my life is in a cul-de-sac.
Are you willing to live in my friend's basement?
I don't know about that, but, you know, I wouldn't mind having your girlfriend and, you know, maybe working at that radio station you're at.
Yeah.
My life is going nowhere. I'm stuck in a no-name city at a no-name radio station where people who go to the ballpark get beat up. And this is no fun.
You want to try it? Are you serious?
I'm not that serious.
See, exactly. That's the point. Every time people chicken out at the last minute.
But I'll tell you, if things get any worse for me, you'll be hearing from me.
See, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it, and I've been willing to do it for months now.
My car needs work.
Well, so what? I mean, you're ahead of me. I don't even have a car here. The car's down in Virginia.
Well, there's a lot of times when not having a car seems a lot more attractive than you'd think.
Well, until you start to ride the buses around here.
All right, Bob, we have a taker. We have a real-life taker.
Oh, you got
taker.
A taker. All right, let's see.
Hello, Bleen. You're on the air with Chris and Rob and Bob Pagani.
Hello, Chris and Rob and Bob.
Hi, Bleen. Yeah, you've called the show before. You're,
Well,
tell Bob a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I am happy as can be with my life.
Are you?
Hey, you know, I might take a month on the radio.
Bleen, would you like to trade your life with Bob Pagani?
Well, can I still... I'm just wondering exactly how this change is going to work. I mean, can I still live in my gender dysphoric condition? And is he going to actually become a transsexual like me for the time that we switch?
Are you male to female or female to male?
I'm male to female.
Okay, you want to come here and work on the radio?
I might.
No, I'm dead serious,
I might think about it, yeah.
I'm dead serious.
But I mean, do I get to be you know, what
you
I am.
You get to be you.
Yeah.
You get to be whatever it is you are.
Okay.
And you get to come here and be on the show, and I'll go out there and be me in your place. What do you do for a living?
Well, I was formerly an electronic technician, but since I'm on hormones now and
right.
things like that, I've sort of segued into another career, which is a community outreach worker.
Okay, I can handle that.
Okay, I thought you could.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm thinking about it very
okay.
seriously, yeah.
Why don't you call me tomorrow morning?
You won't have to take hormones or anything.
Call me tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I've been serious about this.
What's the format of your station?
It's talk.
Oh, okay.
You can handle that.
Well, I can talk. The voice can tell you that.
Okay. So what's the problem?
Well,
hold on now, Bob. Do you have lip sync competitions in Eastern Pennsylvania? Because we know that that's one of Blaine's favorite pastimes is the lip sync competitions.
There must be something around here somewhere.
Okay, good.
There must be something happening somewhere.
We'll have to check that out.
Bob Pagani, do you think over at the radio station you work at, do you think that the other producers and the people that work on the morning show with you would mind having a transsexual, pre-op type individual
on
their show?
I mean, not to be cruel, but that's not my problem. My problem is to straighten out my life.
Not a problem.
That's right, and it shouldn't be a problem because that's discrimination and that's bigotry, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to bleed and you want to come in, come on in.
Actually, our illustrious Congress specifically excludes transsexuals from employment discrimination, so...
So, come on
let's
in.
Let's get that straight.
Come on in and do it.
Okay.
Bob, do you want to know anything about Blaine? Like, do you want to know where Blaine lives or what kind of car Blaine drives or anything else about Blaine?
All right, so this is an outreach deal, so I'm going to guess it doesn't pay a lot, right?
That's correct.
Okay, what kind of money are we talking about?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Okay. Well,
I got to tell you, Bob, it's probably cheaper to live around here than it is to live in... It's pretty cheap to live around here.
I grew up in New York City, and this area, I would say, is about 30% cheaper than New York or D.C. So
How much is a gallon of gas there?
Oh, shucks. Actually, Jersey is the cheapest in the nation. You can get gas for around a buck a gallon in Jersey.
It's like a buck ten here. So.
Yeah. So, but Jersey, for some reason, tends to be the cheapest. When when you cross the bridge from Easton to... Phillipsburg, New Jersey, it's only a couple hundred yards. So
well,
it's no big
I
deal
mean,
to go to Jersey to get gas.
I can get a ride.
Yeah?
Well, Blaine, did you get Bob's phone number?
No, I'm dead serious, okay? If you're willing to do this, I'm willing to at least consider it. I mean, we can talk seriously about this.
How serious are you, Blaine?
Well, I'm seriously contemplating it.
Okay.
I mean, I love Cincinnati, but I'm open to change.
Now, Blaine, are you thinking that this change would be a good change to make permanently or maybe just for a while to see how you like it?
Well, I don't know about permanently, but...
So why don't we try it for a little while anyway?
That's a possibility. I'm seriously thinking about it.
Okay. Because you'd be the first person who really put it on the line. Everybody else is just yanking my chain, you know?
Okay, and also, while we're on here, I would like to give you my website address.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
Everybody's got a website. Go, Blaine.
It's strictly business. It's http://www.home.fuse.net, free, that's not in my title, .home.fuse.net/NicosArt, NicosArt.
Man, yours is worse than mine.
Well, I just actually got it up, and I have to do a little work. But it has some of my products on it.
Here's what your products?
What? What are you selling? What are you?
What kind
Amway?
Of products you got, Blaine?
Hey, fire up the Pentium and find out. It's strictly PG.
Well, listen, we're gonna link all these websites up on the Chris and Rob homepage tomorrow night.
Yeah.
If I'd known all this, I would have done this ahead of time. But we'll get it going tomorrow. Blaine's website, we'll link yours up to the Chris and Rob homepage, and we'll do the same for you as well, Bob.
Well, I appreciate it. It's actually got a picture of me in my costume outside the White House.
Oh, really?
Standing on Pennsylvania Avenue, yeah.
We both like to dress up, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
That's right.
I've
all
never
right,
done listen, George Washington, though.
I'm not kidding about this, okay?
Neither
if you're serious,
wigs.
If you want to do this, I'm ready to do it.
Are you serious, Blaine?
I'm seriously considering it, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't expect someone to make a decision like this in 3 minutes
of
at 12:30
not.
At night.
Well,
so, you know, let Blaine sleep on it and get back with you.
All right, well, they call me in the morning. I'll be there in the morning, and I really want to really kick this around.
Okay.
You got his phone number, Blaine?
330-0270.
That's
area code 610.
Of course.
All right, well, thanks, Blaine.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Blaine is a regular caller. He or she calls from time to time. And we love Blaine here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Now, do you think it's a serious offer?
You never know. Blaine's a regular caller, if you know what I'm saying.
Blaine's a go-for-it type person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be the first one who ever really, you know. I mean,
after all, Blaine went snip-snip.
Oh, yeah, already?
Well, they're saving up. She's saving up. He's saving up
right.
The money.
Understood. Now, you know, I mean, I'm living in an area where there's fairly high unemployment because the steel mills finally shut down, and there's been a lot of jobs lost, and yet I can't get anybody right here. You know, people talk a good game, but when you really say, okay, you know what? You can do this right now. You can get a fresh start. We'll do it right now. All of a sudden, everybody runs for cover. It's real tough to find somebody who really wants to go through with it.
Bob Pagani, you will switch your life with anyone who approaches you and makes
someone,
a decent offer.
Someone.
Your phone number is 610-330-0270. And once again, your website?
Okay. It's www.geocities.com/South Beach/Palms/9133.
Did you get all that, Jim? We jotted it down. We're going to link up your website
okay.
and Blaine's and everything tomorrow morning
cool.
on the CincinnatiList.com website, the home of the Chris and Rob webpage.
Wonderful.
So all of our computer geek friends are just going to go nuts.
Well, good.
Thanks, Bob, and we'll be
thank you.
And listen, I'm going to give you our phone number off the air. You stay
okay.
on hold. And then if Blaine actually hooks up with you and you do
I'm
this,
ready.
We're going to make this a media event.
Well, at least it'll be interesting, won't it?
Oh, yeah. So hold on, Bob. We thank
okay.
you for taking the time to talk to the Chris
hey,
and Rob Lippin Talk Show.
Hey, thanks.
If you want to give us a call, the phone number is 749-1444. Chris and Rob will be back in a minute.
It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati. It's what radio was meant to be. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge during the recent pledge drive. And if you did make a pledge, remember it's a two-step process. The first step being the actual picking up of the phone and pledging your love and your money to WAIF. The second part being cutting the check or giving us your Visa number or however you are doing it. So please, the pledges are nice. But they don't feed the bulldog. We need the cabbage. Go ahead and follow up on your pledge. 749-1444 is the phone number at WAIF.
If you'd like to make a last-minute pledge, the phone number is 961-8900. Operators named Jim are standing by at 961-8900 to accept your pledge to support community radio, volunteer radio, public radio in Cincinnati. And in addition, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is required to make a shout-out and a big thank you to Atlas Design Services, who have produced the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show webpage. If you've got a computer, please check it out. It's at cincinnatlas.com. That's www.cincinnatlas.com.
Start the music, maestro.
Here we go. Here's the music. From the sound of that music, if you're a regular listener of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, then you would recognize this as the beginning of our bit. Have you seen any good movies lately? With our own very own movie critic, and a lot of talk shows, you know, don't have their own movie critic. Does Howard Stern have his own movie critic?
I don't know.
Does Imus have his own movie critic? Dr. Laura sure doesn't have her own movie critic, but we do, because we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and now I introduce to you our very own movie critic, Little Scotty B. Hello, Scott.
Hey, fellas.
How's it going, Scotty?
It's going all right. I only saw one movie this week. I called to take Bob Pagani's place.
Oh, you want to trade places with Bob Pagani?
Where'd he go?
We could call him up again if you want.
Man, I wanted to talk to him about this. I got a life he's dying for.
Well, we're going to call him up right now, and while we're dialing him up, have you seen any good movies lately?
I only saw one movie. It's been a slow week. I saw Deep Impact.
That was the asteroid crashes into Earth and kills everyone movie.
Yeah, and you can bet your last dollar that within a month there's going to be a porno with some sort of spin-off name of that.
Oh,
you don't
come
even need
on.
To spin off the name. I mean, just keep the name the same.
True, but they'll do something with it. They'll make it a little catchy.
They'll
now,
put an extra
this,
E.
Is this asteroid collision movie any better than the disaster movies of the 70s, like The Towering Inferno and Airport 77 and all those other disaster movies, Earthquake?
Was OJ in this one?
No, of course the special effects are far superior.
Oh, yeah.
But rather than the charisma of a Paul Newman or a Steve McQueen, we're left with Tia Leone, who, don't get me wrong, is hot, with a capital hot. But she can't really, you know, carry the whole picture herself.
Now, who's she? What character does she play?
She plays a hard-nosed, up-and-coming TV reporter who discovers the government secret that a meteor is, in fact, heading for Earth and is going to end existence as we know it.
Yeah, does this continue the trend that we see in recent major motion pictures from La La Land, as I like to call Los Angeles, where they seem to portray the government as covering stuff up, keeping secrets from the people that could possibly be harmful to the people if they knew the truth, and we are to accept this as everyday fact that cover-up and deceit goes on at the highest levels of government? Do you see this as a trend in Hollywood movies?
Yes, I definitely do see it as a trend. Movies are becoming a lot more conspiracy-oriented, but, you know, hey, open your eyes, buddy. You know, this is a wake-up call. It's time to figure out what's going on, okay? And Hollywood's leading the way.
Hey, I was just asking a real long question until we got Bob back on the phone, and I think we did.
Yeah, Scott, do you still want to talk to Bob?
Bob! Bob?
Hello?
Hello, is Bob Pagani online?
I'm right here.
Okay, Scott, in case somebody just tuned in, we had just gotten done talking to Bob Pagani, who has an offer. He wants to trade places with anyone that'll have him. I mean, literally, he'll come to your house, you go to his house, trade jobs, trade wives, trade cars, except he doesn't have a car. Trade everything. Trade your life. Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, this is Scott, little Scotty B. He's the movie critic, Scott Barlow. He's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show's very own movie critic.
Hi, Chris. No, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Hey, what's up, BP?
What's up?
Hey, I'm ready to take your place, baby.
Okay, you want to come in here?
What?
You definitely want to come into this little crappy little radio station I'm working at?
Undoubtedly, and I got a life you're going to be salivating over.
Okay, try it. What? Describe it to me.
Well, you know, it's not going to sound all that great at first.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. There's
that
perks.
Sounds like mine so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work in a fast food restaurant, right?
Yeah.
But it's a real quality restaurant. I mean, it's great. I make a pretty good dollar, too. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good dollar. Flipping burgers, you know, there's a lot of action, you're dunking fries, you're making chicken, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You get free food, man.
Yeah.
Free food.
He gets to eat Bob gets to eat a Ponderosa free every day now, Scotty B.
That's right, so
it's,
I don't know.
It's one of those radio perks. A lot of people in radio business get free pizza, and our friend Bob here, he gets all the Ponderosa he can eat, which probably beats that crappy little fast food restaurant that you flip burgers at.
But where I work at, you can get a cheeseburger with ham on it.
Ooh,
think
ooh,
about
hot
that.
Damn.
You know what's good, Bob, and you might want to try this sometime,
yeah,
is to get a hamburger with two pieces of beef, two slices of cheese, some bacon, and then just the skin of a chicken breast.
Ooh, man.
That's good.
Oh, that's a heart clogger.
Yeah, you throw away the breast, you just pull the skin off, put
yeah,
that bad boy on the burger.
Yeah, ooh, man.
And a little extra mayo.
You know, you should get those paddles, cardiac paddles with that automatically.
Scott, continue with the observations of your life.
Well, I got a great place. I live next to a couple of lesbians.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're kind of open to, you know, playing on the other side, you know, playing
on the
other team.
Oh, they're batting for the other team occasionally.
And also, I've got that new Third Eye Blind CD, right? And you can have it.
Damn.
This
gets better and better.
Have you heard that new song?
No.
How's it gonna be when you don't know me anymore? You know, that's a great tune.
Man, this is deals improving by the minute.
And you can have it. That's like a $15 value right there.
Hey, Scott, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but the bottom line here is you have to go to Easton, Pennsylvania, and take Bob Pagani's life as well. Now, are you
right
up for that challenge?
Semi-charm kind of life, baby, baby, I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Now, Bob, is Easton, Pennsylvania
yes,
the stepping stone to New York City as far as media market stepping stones go?
I think Easton is a stepping stone to Reading, Pennsylvania.
So once you rule Easton, you go to Reading, then Reading, you go to Fort Lee, New Jersey,
that's
and then
right,
New York.
And eventually you're edging ever closer to New York. That's right. Little by little.
Hey, you know, Bob, something a lot of people don't know about the fast food industry
yes,
is it's pretty much a gateway, an open door to Tail City.
Really?
You're going to get so many chicks. I'll tell you what, I got to fight them off. I got to beat them off with a stick.
I mean, you got that lubricant right there, the grease and everything.
Well, Scott, if everything is so good, why do you want to trade your life for Bob Pagani's?
Because
you got it so damn good.
I need a change. I've become jaded.
Have you?
You know, I mean, you walk up to a good-looking chick, you say,
you want that well done or you want that medium rare. And it's all over, you know, and you do that so many times and it just starts to, you get hollow inside, you get an empty place inside.
At that fast food restaurant you work at, do you really grill them medium rare or well done? Or
oh, I can make it any way you want it,
you know.
It's
not just one size fits all?
Oh, yeah, you know, when you got that grill filled and that steam's rising right up in your face and your pits are sweating.
That's a
like
feeling
crazy,
of accomplishment,
man.
Isn't it?
It gets the women hot.
But do you feel like you've accomplished something at the end of the day, Scotty B? You've fed Eastern Cincinnati.
Yes, I've fed. I mean, most of the clientele are what you might call rednecks. But most of them are very nice people, and the restaurant is located less than a block away from a strip club, man. I'm telling you, you get off work, you go look at the breastesses bouncing around, you know, it's great. You can't beat it.
It's a tempting offer you're dangling in front of me here.
Plus, the Third Eye Blind CD. Let's not forget that, because you don't graduate! Wow, 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 wow!
I'm guessing Bleen has a better wardrobe, though. Of the two, you know, it's a toughie.
Yeah, well, I haven't planned on getting a sex change yet, but we can do that, too.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to.
If that'll make it more appealing to you, we can do that.
Are you serious, Scotty B, or is it just
that's
a radio
a heart
bit?
Attack.
You're serious?
And okay. I've also got, what's that Smash Mouth CD, you know, might as well be walking on the sun, bow, bow, bow. You can have that one, too. I'll throw that in.
Do you have actual stereo to play them on?
Yeah, but I got to take that with me. Oh. I'm sorry, Bob.
Bob, I can't ask for the moon here, can I?
Bob Pagani, we're not wasting your time, are we?
No.
Okay, good. All right, well, Scott, I'm going to give you Bob Pagani's phone number, and if you're truly serious about this...
I want to hear from him in the morning.
You can call Bob first thing in the morning at 610-330-0270.
How early is too early to call?
6 to 10.
6 to 10, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Because I'm an early bird.
We'll be there.
I'm a morning guy.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Scott, again, that phone number is 610-330-0270. You got it?
Wait, 0270.
Well, you know, one thing that bothers me about this so far is, Scott, when you were naming the different aspects of your life, you mentioned your job, your CD collection. You never once mentioned the fact that you were the official Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie reviewer. Like, that doesn't rank anywhere in the importance of your life? When you take inventory of what is Scotty B, where the hell does the official movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show fit into this? Somewhere below your new Smash Mouth CD, I take it.
I told him there were perks, and that's one of the perks.
On a serious note for a moment, Scott, you're going to be back next week with a whole gamut of new summertime movie blockbusters to review for the Chris and Rob Show, I'm sure.
Probably deeper impact.
And hasn't this stint as the movie critic on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show been a stepping stone to other movie critic opportunities you've had?
Yeah, I've had calls from a lot of places, but, you know...
Well, aren't you writing movie reviews now for Everybody's News?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the big time now.
So if you pull out last week's copy of Everybody's News and look up all the different movies there, and keep looking, Greg Procaccino writes most of them. There's a few that they get off the wire from Roger Ebert, but you look closely and there's a few from Scott Barlow, right?
Yeah, and plus... you know, if you're interested in talking to me, exchanging ideas about film or mise-en-scene, you can email me at my homepage. I've got a webpage, too, you know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, hit us with it.
It's www.patheticloser.com.
Okay, we got it.
And pathetic loser is all one word.
You're a pathetic loser.
It's capitalized,
this has been
too.
Have you seen any good movies lately? With our movie critic, Scott Barlow, who his career may be shortened here momentarily. We'll be back in a moment, won't we?
Yeah, Mike Watt's coming up, supposedly.
Supposedly. He'll probably be drunk.
WAIF. And, we never say the call letters.
WAIF, Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're also going to have a groundbreaking technological achievement here at WAIF shortly. Going to do a live link-up with the Mir space station. You know, that Russian space station that's orbiting the Earth? So you'll want to stay tuned for that as well.
Some bad accents on the way, as well as Attaboy Awards.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
WAIF.